The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Frank and Hobbo, and we got Billy McMullen holding on the line. But right now, we got Steven calling in with just a quick comment or promotion about the UVA Club of Richmond kickoff event later this week. Steven?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm just calling in to let you all know to promote the UVA Club, and in particular, this Thursday, we have one of our big three events coming up. So we've got Frank Maloney, of course, and another radio announcer, former UVA football player, Ahmad Hawkins, coming out. It's going to be at the District 5, the new brewery down on Main Street, 1911 Main Street. This Thursday, starting at 5:30, the program begins at 7. It's one of our big events. There'll be free drinks and heavy hors d'oeuvres, so we want to make sure everyone comes out. If you go to richmondwhos.org, that's the place to sign up and find out about that event and all of our other events.
So the event is free for UVA members,
right?
And only $20 for non-members.
Right.
There's a membership discount of $5 in effect through the night of the event. So it pays to go down there and rejoin the UVA Club of Richmond. This is the big membership kickoff. It's always a lot of fun. And yours truly and Ahmad Ballhawk Hawkins will be carrying on. We'll be talking all about UVA football and all the other Virginia sports. And
I should point out that they just couldn't come to a deal with my agent.
Yeah,
you know, just wasn't enough money involved to get Hobbo.
Yeah, Hobbo, the $25 is not in the kitty, so unfortunately. Steven,
right,
thank you
right.
for contacting us tonight, and we look forward to Thursday night down there at District 5.
Absolutely.
All right, Billy McMullen, hopefully you're still with us.
I'm here.
Thank you for hanging with us, Billy.
Let's look ahead. You know, we've talked a lot about Pitt, and that's kind of a discouraging thing. You are what you are, 1-4. How do the Hoos turn it around starting Saturday against Syracuse?
Syracuse, man, they're going to be a hungry team coming in. They got blasted by the USF, and they're in a similar situation like us, so it's not going to be an easy game. This is homecoming for us, so I think the guys are going to be a little bit more focused. Are we under pressure? Yes, I believe so. But like I said, there's a couple different type of pressures, man. You got a pressure that if you're 8-0, you got to win to get to the big game. If you haven't lost a game, or if you haven't won a game, or like won one game like we have, there's a different type of pressure. There's a pressure that, you know, sort of fold and play, you know, go into the individual thing. Like, I just get my stats and we'll be okay. Looking forward, I think if we continue on the same, game plan, and like I said, structure, but guys to step up and take care of the opportunities that's on the field and just get sound in the blocking, sound in the scheme of things, I think we'll be fine because Syracuse is for the taking. Even though they played LSU pretty tough, I think they're for the taking. I think it's a 2-touchdown game.
Well, there's no reason. I agree. I think there's no reason why Virginia can't beat the Orangemen at home. Syracuse likes to play in that dome on that fast carpet. This is going to be a little bit different for them. And by the same token, Virginia returning home after playing a competitive game against Pitt, particularly the nail-biting aspect of the second half against Pitt, I think that could help the Virginia team. The problem is, you know, Johns cannot throw late to the sideline. You know, he can't make that mistake. The running backs have got to pick up the blitzers. The secondary, they can't take an entire quarter off to try to find their men like they did in the first quarter at Pitt.
Right.
I mean, in fact, I never saw the start of a game like that in any recent history of a Virginia team where receivers were literally 10 and 15 yards wide open running wild. And I was like, are people sick? Are they hurt? I mean, I know Trey Nicholson is not out there, but that still doesn't explain it. But anyway, the fact that Andre Lavrone cannot play right now, how much of an impact is that on the Virginia team? Because with Severin and Thorpe, if Lavrone was healthy, Virginia would have three of the best wide receiver combos in the conference.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had a chance to see him play when he was a true freshman, well, a practice, and I instantly knew. I said, man, if we can sort of interject him into the offense early, it'll be very, very hard, because you got to think about it. Three good receivers, normally on a college team, the third DB or cornerback is not very good. So that would have been a great exposure. And at the same time, I think Coach Fairchild is good enough and wise enough to sort of put someone else out there that still expose that third quarterback on a Syracuse team. So that combo or that triplet would have been awesome. Hey, but it's not here, so we sort of go with what we have. Let's just hit the guys that's open and let them make plays, and then we can start worrying about the third or fourth option. But right, man. If he was out there, it'd be nice.
Well, you know, number 85, Keon Johnson, has been filling in as that third receiver. And he's reliable if the DBs drop off of him. But to me, number 9, Kanane Sovereign, is a terrific player. And obviously, number 8, T.J. Thorpe. The two of them are a deadly combo.
Yeah.
And, you know, Thorpe gets the fastest healing broken clavicle ever in my book. I mean, have you ever heard of a guy that overcame broken
clavicle? I thought he was going to be off for at least like half the season. That's pretty amazing.
It is unbelievable. Well, listen, we're going to go with your high optimism and the 2-touchdown win this Saturday at Scott Stadium. We're going to head to break. Thank you, Billy McMullen. You have a great night. On the other side, we got Chris Wright, the editor of the Saber. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care.